From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A blast of Arctic air hovers over most of the nation and is blamed for at least six deaths, not counting those involving traffic mishaps. Parts of the nation's midsection are bracing for up to 6 inches of snow through Thursday. To the south, Amanda Sluss of the Metro Nashville Office of Emergency Management says the city is working with the American Red Cross to provide emergency shelter,
which would be available not only to the population that may be homeless, but also to those whom may have lost their electric or some sort of their heat utilities throughout the night and need a warm place to stay for the evening.
Forecasters say the wind chills near zero are likely in some areas stretching from South Carolina to Louisiana. Connecticut's U.S. Senator Christopher Dodd has announced that he will not seek re-election in November. From member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, Craig LaMolt reports.
It's been a tough year for Chris Dodd. He fought cancer over the summer and dealt with the deaths of his sister, as well as his friend in the Senate, Ted Kennedy. And standing on the front steps of his home in East Haddam, Connecticut, he said in the midst of it all, he's been in the toughest political shape of his career.
None of these events or circumstances, either individually or collectively, is the cause for my decision not to seek re-election. Yet together these challenges have given me pause to take stock and to ask questions that too few of us in elected public life ever do. Why am I running?
So he decided against it. Connecticut's popular Attorney General Richard Blumenthal wasted no time in declaring he's running for the seat. Three Republicans and one other Democrat have also announced their candidacies to replace Dodd. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt.
An important measure of economic growth is pointing modestly upward. Steve Beckner of Market News International explains.
The Institute for Supply Management's survey of corporate purchasing managers in non-manufacturing industries edged narrowly back into positive territory in December after turning negative in November. At 50.1, the index was just a tenth above the break-even level, barely enough to show expansion. The rise was less than expected. Earlier this week, the ISM's more closely watched manufacturing index showed a larger-than-expected jump. The non-manufacturing survey covers the service sector, but also such things as agriculture, construction, and utilities. 7 of 16 industries reported growth. Though business activity overall grew at a faster pace, new orders rose more slowly. The employment index rose, but still showed a net decline in payrolls. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Oil prices edged up yesterday. Benchmark crude was up $1.41 to close at $83.18 in New York. This is NPR News. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger promises to create 100,000 jobs in California, which has a $20 billion deficit. Schwarzenegger outlined a list of reforms in his final State of the State address yesterday. He proposed a constitutional amendment to prevent more state spending on prisons than on higher education. Schwarzenegger suggested that the federal government support most of his proposals, seeing that California gets back just 78 cents for each dollar it sends to Washington. Russia expects an agreement will soon be reached with Belarus, establishing a pricing structure for oil deliveries to Europe this year. Peter Van Dyke has more from Moscow.
Russia's energy minister told a Russian state news agency that he expected a deal to be reached in the near future and said negotiations would continue on Thursday morning. Both he and Belarus's deputy economy minister called Wednesday's discussions constructive. The head of the Belarusian delegation denied an earlier report citing a Belarusian official that the talks had broken down. The meeting in Moscow was the first face-to-face contact since negotiations on payments for oil shipments in 2010 were stopped on New Year's Eve, reminding European customers of last January's halt in gas supplies via Ukraine. Moscow, sensitive to the danger to its reputation as an energy supplier, has vowed there will be no disruptions to deliveries this year. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Egyptian security officials say three men armed with automatic weapons fired into a crowd of churchgoers in southern Egypt today, killing at least five people. The drive-by shooting happened after a midnight mass for Coptic Christians. It is suspected that the attack was retaliation for the November rape of a Muslim girl. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.